begin your adventure by stopping by Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
If you're looking for a place where the whole family can find something they like, then head on over to Cattleman's Roadhouse. You'll find a wide array of delicious appetizers, thick, juicy steaks and burgers, and an all-you-can-eat salad bar with all your favorite fixings. So, the next time you head out with the family for lunch or dinner, head on over to Cattleman's Roadhouse. Locally owned and operated Cattleman's Roadhouse, where a great steak is just the beginning.
You may have heard about upcoming changes to Kentucky Medicaid. There's no need to worry. We're here to help. Please make sure to check your Connect account. Available by accessing connect.ky.gov at kynect.ky.gov. The process is simple. Log on and update any information that might have changed since you enrolled. Your address, phone number, and email. That way, when we need to contact you, we can. You can also visit medicaidunwinding.ky.gov for details. Or call 855-459-6328.
AM 1150 and 106.9 FM.
26 after the hour of 8 o'clock, music from Eric Clapton, our spotlight artist, and Tears in Heaven. Currently 70 degrees at 26 and a half past 8.
Did you know my name? If I saw you,
is the Kentucky News Network.
Two dead after a shooting in Richmond, which is south of Lexington. Police say Michaela Walker and Warren Bowman were killed after a domestic dispute involving Walker's boyfriend, Stefan Baskerville. He's now in custody, charged with murder. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he plans to serve his full term following speculation about his health. Concerns were raised after the Kentucky Republican froze during a news conference this past week. A statement from his office says McConnell plans to serve his full term in the job they overwhelmingly elected him to do. The coroner has identified a Kentucky woman swept away during flash flooding. Haley Hansen has details.
52-year-old Rosa Rowland was found dead in the West Headquarters Road area of Nicholas County. Her home was washed off its foundation, and her body was found more than a half a mile away in a field near the Hooktown branch of the South Fork Licking River. The coroner says Rowland called 911 for help, but rescuers were blocked by floodwaters and downed power lines.
Preliminary autopsy results on the cause of death of a mother and daughter found in a submerged SUV in Webster County are consistent with drowning. The search for Regina Payne and Bonnie Mays ended with the two women from McLean County found in their vehicle in the Green River. Police were able to use the pings from a cell phone and sonar equipment to locate them. Authorities consider the drownings accidental. There's a new way to explore the area around the Bluegrass Scenic Railroad. A company called Rail Explorers has opened in the area where you can pedal a rail bike along the railway from the Bluegrass Railroad Museum in Versailles, down and across the Young's High Bridge before returning the same way. I'm Sean McCormick.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Stay tuned. It's time for Mid-Mornings on Main. 2 hours of fun, trivia, and information with your host, Dan Manley. And brought to you in part by Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust.
You'll be a woman soon.
I love you so much, can't count all the ways I died for you, girl. And all they can say is, he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl, you'll be a woman soon. Please come take my hand. Same girl just cuts like a knife. The boy's no good. Well, I finally found what I've been looking for, but if they get the chance, they'll end it for sure. Sure they would. Baby, I've done all I could. It's up to you, girl. Take my hand, girl,
come take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman soon, soon. You'll need a man.
And good morning. Welcome in to Mid-Mornings on Main for a Monday. Yeah, I kind of slow that down. That's play that off vinyl today. You could hear the crackling and popping. And that's Neil Diamond. You know, our turntable is, well, it's hard to describe, really, but it's kind of under the counter. Unlike the way it used to be when you had these giant turntables, one on each side of the old studio. But the times changed. Vinyl kind of went out of vogue. Started playing everything off of cassettes at one time. Yeah, we played some cassette music, but, you know, CDs got rolling, and that's what you played music off of. And then you could go off of the computer and play music. But vinyl always sounded the best, and I'm glad that it has made a comeback, although an expensive comeback. Certainly. But I had a gentleman. It's been, wow, let me think how many years ago. This has been about 18 or probably about 18 years ago. I was living up on White Avenue, and it was a Saturday. Knock on the door. Older gentleman looked a little bit downtrodden, to be honest with you, and he said, "Could I see you for a minute? Somebody told me I might stop by here," and I don't know who it was. But so I went outside, and he's driving a pretty dilapidated truck. He said, "Sir, I'm trying to," and I don't remember where he told me he was trying to get to, somewhere out west. He said, "I just need gas money to try to get to my daughter's." And I said, "Well, okay." He said, "I've got these records, and somebody told me you might be interested in them." And I said, "Okay, well, what do you got?" And what he had was about 100 vinyl records and no album covers. No, this was just a stack of vinyl. No covers. And I thought, why would anybody do that? Why would you take those? Well, I wasn't going to say that to him. I said, "Well, what do you need?" He said, "Oh, if you could buy these from me for $15, it'd just be great." And I thought, well, I have nothing to do with these. But, you know, hey, it was a Saturday afternoon. I just remember that, you know, the weather was good. And I told him, I said, I looked at a couple of them, and they were in good shape. What I looked at, it seemed in pretty good shape. And I said, how about I give you 25? Of course, gas at that time was probably $1.79 a gallon. I don't know, something like, you know, it was well under $2. Might have even been down to like $1.39 at that time. Anyway, I said, "How about 25? He said, "Oh, sir, that'd get me a long way toward where I'm going. That would really help." I said, "Why don't you just keep the albums? Maybe somebody else will buy them. Let me give you just," he said, "Oh, no, sir, please, you know, I want you to have something for your $25. So, you know, the guy had some pride about him, and I'm thinking, okay, I'll take these albums, and who knows what I'll do with them. But so I took the albums, and they were in a little straw basket. It was all I could do to lift it. In fact, I think he lifted it into my garage. and there it sat. And then I moved, and, you know, it just moved with me. You know, what am I ever going to do? Do you do that? I mean, I'm terrible about hanging on to stuff, and you think, I'm never going to use that. I'm never going to do anything with that. But you think it's just, you know, you can't just throw that away. And then I moved again. And it got moved another time. Well, and it was in the garage. And you might think, boy, vinyl, you know, subject to heat. But I guess because it was always inside, even though it was in, you know, a garage can get pretty hot in the summertime. But no, it didn't. That the heat didn't have any effect on these albums. And so, for whatever reason, on Saturday, I decided, you know, I really have to get this garage cleaned out. I got to get rid of stuff. And I did. I threw a few things away, but I came to this basket of albums, and I started glancing through it, and I thought, you know, there's some really good stuff here. There's some great gospel stuff. Yeah, in addition to a little bit of anything and everything. So now I've got them, and I realize they're really in pretty good shape, and I'm thinking, what am I going to do? And I think, well, gosh, I'm going to play those albums on the radio when I get a chance, kind of one at a time. And right at the top of the list was this old album from Neil Diamond. I think when he was at his best, I'll give a listen.
I know that girl, it's all right here. Girl, I do, a long way home is true. A long way home to you, yeah. I just wanna say, I'm home to stay. Down to town, all I found was you on my mind. Girl, I took a long way home, it's true. A long way home to you, yeah. I just wanna say, I'm home to stay.
For a dollar at McDonald's, or as we like to call it, the can't have just one deal. Mix and match a tasty McDouble sandwich, McChicken, savory six-piece chicken McNuggets, small fries, or for a limited time, any size frozen drink. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Now try flavors like frozen Coca-Cola, Fanta Blue Raspberry, or Fanta Wild Cherry. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling and Winchester.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
Long before Honest Abe Lincoln was on the penny, our agency was protecting Gateway area families and businesses. William Hoffman started the agency that is now Limestone Agency in downtown Mount Sterling in 1847. We invite you to come meet our friendly, knowledgeable staff, and we will be sure your insurance coverage is what you need. See us at 46th Broadway or call 498-3410. Limestone Agency, Hoffman & Robertson, celebrating 175 years.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Red, red wine, go to my head, make me forget that I still need a soul. Red, red wine, it's up to you. All I can do, I've done, but memories won't go. No, memories won't go. I'd have sworn that with time thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong, and I find just one thing makes me forget. Red, red wine, stay close to tearing apart my blue, blue heart. I'd have sworn that with time thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong, and I find just one thing makes me forget. Red, red wine, stay close to me, don't let me be alone. It's tearing apart my blue, blue.
Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond, I think when Neil Diamond was really at his best, and from the, some of his real early hits, we're playing for you off this piece of vinyl, and I've got a, you know, I got a huge stack of them, and over the next several months, I hope to play some of those for you. And after I play them, if anybody out there, if somebody today were to say, you know, I'd love to have that album. It has no album cover, folks. It's just the album. I mean, you got to take good care of this stuff. But if anybody wanted one of these, you walk in the door and I'll hand it to you. You go home and play it on your record player. Stereo phonograph. because after I play them, I mean, I can go back and stack them up in an office and leave them, and
Maybe they'll never be played again. I don't know. Thrown out, whatever. If they had, you know, these albums, if they did have the album covers, the shape that these albums are in, that are, I mean, that album right there, I mean, it's 50 years old. Still very playable. If I had the album cover, I don't know, that'd be, that might be an $8 value or something. These aren't, I don't know, some of them might be worth more than that if you took them to a record store. Anyway, that's kind of the story of how I came by these albums. I hope that gentleman got where he was going. I hope he made it to his daughters. Hope he lived out a long and happy life. And it's kind of sad that he wouldn't know that all these years later, you know, probably almost 20 years later, the albums are actually being played live on the radio. What about that? If you ask the community what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of People's Exchange Bank, chances are they'll mention the bank's commitment to community support. That's not surprising because People's Exchange Bank has been building relationships and helping support neighbors for 111 years. Plus, with helpful banking solutions and the latest digital banking technology, they're your complete financial partner. Check them out today at pebank.com or stop in one of their convenient locations. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. We have a couple of guests coming up today. One at 9, one at 10. Don't go away. I think you'll enjoy hearing them. They'll be two different guests, I can tell you.
And one day she said she loves someone else instead. I'm going out of my head. It's over and over. I just hear the last words she said. You'll forget that you love me. And just stop thinking of me. You'll forget what you feel right now. But how? The hands that once had me burning, they were as cold as clay. And as she looked away, she said in a stranger's voice the words I never thought she'd say. You'll forget that you love me. You'll forget what you feel right now. But how? You know when you needed me, I was right there by your side. But now you don't need me no more. It's a fast goodbye. Don't you cry. You'll forget that you love me. And you stop thinking of me. You'll forget what you feel right now. But how?
Neil Diamond. Doesn't Neil sound good? I mean, I think on this 33 to the third LP, it just even with the pops and crackles that kind of come near the beginning and end, forget those. The interior part of the album just makes Neil Diamond sound like one of the best that he is. Yeah. Coming up, We've got guests coming here on WMST, and I hope you do not go away. I want you to join in with us on the mid-morning show. It's about 4 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and we're going to take a little break for news, and after the news, we'll be right back here on the mid-morning show here on WMST for this 31st day of July.
I don't have a lot, but with me that's fine. Whatever I got, well, I know it's mine. I don't go around with a local crowd. I don't take what's in, so I guess I'm out. I'm saying these things so you know me, baby, so you understand what I'm all about. The boat that I row won't cross no ocean. The boat that I row won't get me there soon. But I got the love and you've got the notion. The boat that I row's big enough for two. It's me and you. There ain't a man alive can tell me what to say. I choose my own side and I like it that way. I don't worry about all the things that I'm not. There's only one thing that I want and got. Know that I'm talking about you, baby. But you better know before you come along. The boat that I row won't cross no ocean. The boat that I row won't get me there soon. But I got the love and if you've got the notion. The boat that I row's big enough for two. I'm saying these things so you know me, baby. Understand what I'm all about. The boat that I row won't cross no ocean. The boat that I row won't get me there soon. But I got the love and if you got the notion. The boat that I row's big enough for two. It's me and you. The boat that I row won't cross no ocean. The boat that I row won't get me there soon. But I got the love and if you got the notion.
Neil Diamond and the boat that I row. Yeah. Good stuff. We're coming up on the top of the hour break for news. We're going to have a cancellation on the first guest today. And that is going to allow for a lot of great music coming up this next half hour or this next hour. So don't go away.
One of the most important decisions you can make is choosing your health insurance agent. Pat Creech at Mutual of Omaha and Mount Sterling would like to be that agent, finding you insurance at a price you can afford, Humana, Anthem, AARP, in addition to Mutual of Omaha. She offers Medicare supplements, life insurance, and now 401k rollovers. You could get personal attention from Pat or John Ray, her son. Call today, 859-499-0026.
FM at AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time. It's 9 o'clock. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Trump made two campaign stops over the weekend, one in Iowa, one in Pennsylvania, after he was hit with new charges in the federal documents case. Today, another worker at his Palm Beach estate is scheduled to be arraigned on charges of helping others try to get rid of evidence. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has the details.
Carlos de Oliveira, a longtime maintenance worker at Mar-a-Lago, appears before the chief magistrate judge in Miami. He's now the third defendant in this first ever federal prosecution of a former president. According to the superseding indictment, among other things, De Oliveira, along with Trump and Trump's aide Walt Nada, attempted to delete security video that potentially showed the movement of boxes and classified records.
Lori Vallow Daybell will be sentenced today in the deaths of her two children, 16-year-old Tylee Ryan and 7-year-old J.J. Vallow. She faces up to life in prison with no parole. Tennille Brown is a law professor at the University of Utah.
They're going to be piecing together, is this a case of a really heinous crime where we want to impose the maximum sentence, or are there these mitigating factors like her history of domestic violence and maybe other mental illnesses?
Prosecutors say Vallow Daybell and her husband justify the crimes using end of times beliefs. The forecast calls for rain today in Phoenix. It could cool down about a month's worth of temperatures of 110 or better. In Denver, the high is 90. New mom Amanda Marion is taking precautions with her baby boy.
It's definitely hard for me because I can't swaddle him at night because it's just too much having too many layers on him. He gets sweaty and I don't want to do that to him.
North Carolina police say they're searching for a driver who intentionally plowed into a group of migrant workers outside a Walmart in Lincolnton yesterday. Six people were injured. All are expected to recover. Officials are asking the public for help identifying an older white male who rammed the migrants with an older model mid-sized SUV with a luggage rack. In West Africa, thousands of people who support the junta that took over Niger in last week's coup marched through the streets of the capital. The country's former party president, oil and mining ministers were arrested today. New post-pandemic concerns at U.S. schools. CBS's Jim Crisula.
1 in 10 public and private school principals left their jobs after the 2020-21 school year, the first full school year after the COVID-19 pandemic started. That's according to new data from the National Center for Education Statistics. Principal turnover was especially noticeable at schools with the majority of students of color.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Freshness made easy with Febreze small spaces.
One continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze small spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, shoe sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Free happy Febreze, la 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 la.
Rent is still high, but dropping some.
Renters nationwide are finally getting some relief thanks to the biggest apartment construction boom in decades. Many of these projects stalled during the pandemic due to supply issues. But overall, economists predict rents will be down a bit this year after soaring nearly 25% over the past 4 years. The highest rent in the country is still in New York City. According to Zillow, the average rent is close to $4,000 a month. That's followed by Jersey City, New Jersey, San Francisco, Miami, and Boston. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Sounds of silence at the mall. Many are almost empty, with the last lens crafters or hair salon moving to greener pastures in strip malls or freestanding locations. The Wall Street Journal reports some older low-end malls are worth 70% of what they used to be, many defaulting on debt. An analysis from Moody shows many properties are worth less than the loans they back. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you own a small to medium-sized business that kept employees on payroll through COVID, you may have a big cash refund waiting for you. The Employee Retention Credit is a tax credit of up to $26,000 per employee. And now, more businesses than ever qualify. The experts at RefundsPro.com specialize in cutting through the red tape of qualifying for this government program. Most of their refunds are over $100,000. Even businesses that have received PPP funds may be eligible. And there are absolutely no fees unless you receive a refund. So there's no reason not to apply. If your business experienced shutdowns, limited capacity, supply chain challenges, or reduced revenue due to COVID, you likely qualify. RefundsPro.com has already helped hundreds of businesses. So don't lose the refund you're owed by missing the deadline. Get started today with a free 5-minute questionnaire at RefundsPro.com. That's Refunds with an S, Pro.com.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-113, or visit AmbergesFarmMachinery.com.
Here's your LEX 18 storm tracker forecast. A great weather day is ahead as we finally feel nicer thanks to lower humidity. This will help it to feel cooler today, though the sun will still be strong and high temperatures will still reach the mid-80s. Tonight will turn cooler, down to the low 60s. We're completely dry today through Wednesday, but higher humidity and storm chances begin to ramp back up later in the week. I'm meteorologist Emily Goodman on WMST.
Welcome back to Mid Mornings on Main. We were going to have a guest in the, and had to postpone that and put it off for about a week. So that's okay. We have we do have another guest that's coming up at 10 o'clock this morning that I think you're going to like. Ronna Weinberg is going to join us, and pretty fascinating story that she will tell coming on Mid-Mornings on Main. For right now, that's Gary Lewis of Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Jerry Lewis's son. He's 78 today. And that song was a big number one hit right out of the gate. Gary Lewis and the Playboys discovered at Disneyland in California, 1964. They were playing there, and in January of 1965, This Diamond Ring was number one, and it got followed by boom, 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 a bunch of million-selling hits. The others did not make it to number one, but Count Me In was a number two. Save Your Heart for Me was a number two, and a number one adult contemporary hit. And Everybody Loves a Clown made it to number four. And She's Just My Style got to number three. Sure Gonna Miss Her got in the top 10. Green Grass got into the top 10. All of those were by the middle part of 1966. Seven huge hits in a row that all became million sellers for Gary Lewis and the Playboys. What a story. But I think one of the more, even the more interesting stories to me was who wrote the songs. Gary Lewis actually had a hand in writing a couple of those big hits. And who did he write those songs with? Well, there was a guy named Tommy Garrett who was a writer on some of the big hits for Gary Lewis and the Playboys. The other guy, I wish Dave Hall was in the studio now. I'd play Gary Lewis and he would probably, he probably would not have a good, positive thing to say about Gary Lewis to the Playboys. I shouldn't speak for him, should I? We may ask him this week what he thinks of Gary Lewis to the Playboys. But he'll think more of him after, if he knows the next thing I'm about to tell you, is that the guy who co-wrote some of those songs along with Gary Lewis, I can't imagine the two of them sitting in the studio. Think of Gary Lewis and Leon Russell working together and coming up with this song. Yeah. Leon Russell wrote a lot of good stuff. Yeah. A lot of good songs that Leon Russell wrote that other people performed. And I was trying to, I probably should play a couple of them for you, because, it's just, they're just too good. And again, people just don't know that that Leon Russell wrote them. And we'll do that. We'll play another artist doing Leon Russell music coming up here in just a minute. Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Community Trust Bank is truly building communities built on trust. With interest rates near historic lows, there may be no better time than now to think about buying or building that new home. Our friendly, professional staff is happy to assist you. We also have a wide variety of business loans to meet your needs. Stop by and see us at any one of our 79 branch offices or apply online at ctbi.com. That's ctbi.com.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Before we play somebody else doing a Leon Russell song, why don't we finish up a little bit with Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Gary Lewis, 78 today. Let's have a quick run through of some of those big hits. Yeah, we'll play little portions of the biggest hits of Gary Lewis and the Playboys. We already played This Diamond Ring, and it's just my style.
If you need someone to count on,
Glenn Hardin actually wrote that song. I'm sorry, I didn't play She's Just My Style. I'll play Everybody Loves a Clown, but boy, here's a classic. You know, this song was under 2 minutes in length.
Walk along the lake with someone new. Have yourself a summer fling or two. But remember, I'm in love with you, and save your heart for me. When the summer moon is on the rise, and you're dancing under starlit skies, please don't let the stars get in your eyes. Just save your heart for me. When you're all alone, far away from home, someone's gonna flirt with you. I won't think it's wrong if you play along. Just don't fall for someone new. When the autumn winds begin to blow, and the summertime is long ago, you'll be in my arms again. Save your heart for me, darling, save your heart for me.
And here's that song, She's Just My Style.
Say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find, but I'm gonna try.
How about this? I had two good listeners who really know their music stuff. And Joe Lucas over in Paris, Mickey Beam over in Lexington. And they just called to say that Gary Lewis and the Playboys, they had a guy that played the accordion on some of the music. Yeah. Which is kind of an interesting point. You know, how many accordion players were there in popular music groups? Do you know any other group that had an accordion player? Imagine the Beatles with an accordion, the Rolling Stones, and yeah, Harry Jones back there on the accordion. No, you didn't hear that, but the Gary Lewis and the Playboys, yeah, they featured an accordion player, yeah. Here's a song that became a big hit for them, and the guy who wrote it also wrote "The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia," Bobby Russell. Words of love to her, I never say. Guess I learned a lesson when she walked out to stay, but I'm sure gonna miss her. Sure gonna miss her. Sure gonna miss her every day. I don't suppose I ever said I love you. I found out too late that wasn't right. I'm just now realizing what I lost. That's why I'm crying. And I'm sure gonna miss her. Sure gonna miss her. Sure gonna miss her every night. I know I took her out for granted. Guess you could say my love was blind. Thought if she left that I could stand it. Or else it didn't matter at the time. Heard she's found a guy that treats her better. I hope he knows that he's a lucky guy. Playing really more of some of these songs. I thought I was going to. There, it's just kind of fun to go back and listen, isn't it? Yeah. Here is, again, one of those, one of the big seven in a row that were million sellers. Green grass around my window. Russell, he also wrote a song that it was at the beginning of the slowdown for Gary Lewis and the Playboys. But really what happened was Gary Lewis, he went into the Army in 1967. And when he came back out, just, I don't know, over a year later, they got back together, but they did not have another piece of hit music. No, the magic, I don't know if the magic left or the audience kind of went away a little bit. And the last song that they had that made it onto the charts went to number 19. You know, most of you'd figure, well, as they faded, they'd do something and it would be number, you know, 43 or something, and then they would just go out of business. But no. This was number 19 for Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and it was the last chart song for the group, 1968.
We gotta say goodbye for the summer. Don't darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Yes, it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll fill the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your voice everywhere. I'll run to tenderly hold you, but darling, you won't be there. I don't wanna say goodbye for the summer, knowing the love we'll miss. Oh, let us make a plan to meet in September. Yes, it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer. Kiss, sealed with a kiss, sealed with a kiss.
Gary Lewis, 78 years old today. Well, yeah, now we're kind of rolling from Gary Lewis, the Playboys, to Leon Russell again, who wrote three of those biggest hits for Gary Lewis and the Playboys, at least co-wrote them, and a couple of them he wrote with Gary Lewis. But Leon Russell also, he wrote this piece of music that has been a classic, recorded by a lot of different people. I think about the same guy that wrote a couple of those Gary Lewis and the Playboy hits writing this piece of music. Talk about versatility.
Are we really happy with this lonely game we play? Looking for the right words to say. Searching but not finding, understanding anyway. We're lost in this masquerade. Just too far away from being close together from the start. We tried to talk it over, but the words got in the way. We're lost inside this lonely game we play. Thoughts of leaving disappear each time I see your eyes. And no matter how hard I try to understand the reason why we carry on this way, we're lost in this masquerade.
lonely game we play. Thoughts of leaving disappear each time I see your eyes. And no matter how hard I try to understand the reason why we carry on this way, we're lost in a masquerade.
Karen Carpenter doing Leon Russell's Masquerade. Yeah, if you want to think that Leon Russell is a songwriting genius, go ahead. I think we can.
Buy one, get one for a dollar at McDonald's. Or as we like to call it, the can't have just one deal. Mix and match a tasty McDouble sandwich, McChicken, savory six-piece chicken McNuggets, small fries, or, for a limited time, any size frozen drink. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Now try flavors like frozen Coca-Cola, Fanta Blue Raspberry, or Fanta Wild Cherry. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Available at your locally owned Healy Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling and Winchester.
Hunters and outdoorsmen, it's almost that time of year. Hinton Mills annual Countdown to Deer Season event is Saturday, August the 5th from 8 a.m. till noon at our Frank Hinton & Son location in Plumbers Landing. We'll have guest speakers, a panel discussion, and Q&A with the team at Eastern Outdoors Media, the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Antler Builder Outdoors team, and others. The Single Shot Archery Contest is back, hosted by Fleming County High School Archery with both youth and adult divisions. Find out about all the great products available for this fall. Check out Hinton Mills Facebook for more information.
Don't let concerns about shifts in the market disrupt your long-term financial goals. Edward Jones Financial Advisor Andy Ryan can help. I work with you on an investment strategy with long-term results. Edward Jones can give you the tools and knowledge for a steady approach to hitting your financial targets. Start by giving me a call at 859-498-2863 or visiting edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Another thing that Leon Russell did was produce. You know, he'd go in the studio for people, and he actually produced a lot of the music for Bob Dylan. Yeah, not he didn't produce all of it. I mean, but some of the things. One of the pieces of music that he did not produce that Dylan did, but he liked it so much that he recorded it himself. And yeah, we had a call from Jimmy over in Georgetown, wanted to hear a little bit of Leon Russell and Bob Dylan's A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. What a collaboration. Dylan wrote it, Russell recorded it.
Tell me where have you been, my blue-eyed son. Well, how you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled up on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled over 6 crooked highways. I stepped out in the middle of the Silver Sat Forest. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. I tell you it's hard. With her heart. Tell me, what did you see
offered with water. I saw 10,000 paupers whose tongues were all broken. Well, it's hard. They're gonna fall. Tell me, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? What did you hear, my darling young one? I heard a 100 drummers' hands that were blazing, whispering and nobody listening. I heard a one person star. I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. Well, it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. Gonna fall.
Get your snack faves with me.
Well, what'll you do now, my blue-eyed
son? Great deals from Target.
What'll you do now, my darling young? Well, I walk to the depths of the deepest black forest. Well, the people are many and their hands are all empty. Where the pellets of poison are flooding the water. But I love my song well and I sure won't forget it. Cause it's hard. Yeah, it's hard.
Now oh, there's Leon Russell. Wow. Wow. Hard rain's gonna fall. That's you know, you kind of some of the stuff that Dylan wrote. You really got to be in the right mood, the right frame of mind to pay any attention to it, I think. But if you are, you know, it can be quite enjoyable. Leon Russell, quite a talent. Hey, we have a guest coming at 10 o'clock, but I want to go back to the album that I started playing earlier from Neil Diamond. And we'd worked our way through about half of it and thought we'd continue on with that. Again, this is just, well, to repeat the story a little bit. A guy shows up at my door Saturday afternoon. He's got a bunch of vinyl, and there are no album covers. The guy was a little bit down on his luck. I could tell he's looking for a little gasoline money, trying to get to his daughter, who I think was somewhere out in Missouri, if I recall. And he wanted $15 for this. Maybe not 100, maybe 75 albums. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do with these? But I'm, you know, he wanted $15. I said, how about I give you $25? Because these are some really valuable things. And I hadn't looked through very many of them, but the albums were in good shape. That was the amazing thing. The vinyl, usually things get out of their album covers and they're going to be scratched and unplayable almost. Not these. And I just hung on to them and I was cleaning out some stuff over the weekend, thinking I got to get rid of some of these things, and I decided I was going to bring some of these in and play them for you. And top of the stack was Neil Diamond, early Neil Diamond, and some of his best music.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Doubt my mind.
I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I saw her face, and now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer.
Yeah, of course, that became a big hit for the Monkees. Neil Diamond never released that song as a single. But because I guess he wrote it and it became a big hit, they included it on this album. Believe it or not, this song barely broke into the top 25 for Neil Diamond. Topped out at number 24.
When children play, seems like you end up alone. Papa says he'd love to be with you if he had the time. So you turn to the only friend you can.
That first came out on the Bang label in 1968, and then he had changed recording labels, and they reissued it, and that's when it became a hit. 1967, this was big hit. Top 15 hit for Neil Diamond.
Mama, she always told me it would happen.
Be careful out there, folks. Buck Pruitt is driving. He's in a truck today, not the Jeep. A dog is with him. I think only one today. But be careful now. Yeah.
Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought down. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl.
All
right, come on now.
You got to me,
say you got to me.
Yeah, I want you to hear that little crackle. We're playing vinyl. Yeah.
Linda was mine too.
Did not break into the top 20, folks. My favorite Neil Diamond song of all time.
Loving him. When Sue came along, love me strong. That's what I thought. Me and Sue. I die too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl to stay, won't play games behind me. But I'll be what I am, a solitary man, solitary man. I've had a day here being where love's a small word, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, we go strong. Don't know that I will, but until I can find a girl that'll stay, won't play games behind me. I'll be what I am, a solitary man, solitary man.
Neil Diamond, one of the great songwriters, certainly, to come down the road.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone, I run out to see my baby. We get grooving when the sun goes down. Thank the Lord for the nighttime to forget the day. They are up uptight town. They will chase it away. I get a relaxation and it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. I'll talk about plans now, baby. I got plenty. Nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. They will up uptight town. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you.
Neil Diamond. So there's the album. Again, I don't have any, there are no liner notes to read from. I have no album cover. All I've got is this piece of 33 and a third vinyl produced by a couple of the greats, Jeff Berry and Ellie Greenwich, who were great songwriters, great producers. It's amazing how so many of these people all work together. And of course, all the songs on the album, written by Neil Diamond. The title, and it was recorded on the Bang record label, and the album was titled Just For You. So there's the story of that piece of 45. I'd give it to somebody if anybody wanted it without an album cover. I've got more I'm going to play. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in that big stack of albums without covers, we'll call them when we play them. And again, got some gospel music that's really good that I'm looking forward to playing sometime as well for you. So right now we got a guest coming up. Yeah, we're going to be joined by Rana Weinberg. I think it's Rana. And she has she's quite a story to tell, quite a book she's written, quite a career she's had of writing and being on, featured a lot on NPR, has written for, well, a lot of different magazines, as well as the book she's written. And you'll enjoy hearing what she's going to tell us about coming up today on Mid-Mornings on Main. We're going to wrap up this half hour with a guy named Johnny Ace. Here's Johnny Ace and Pledging My Love. Give a listen to a great voice. We'll be back right after the news.
Forever, my darling, my love will be true. Always and forever, I'll love just you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. Make this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command, dear, to keep love and to hold. Making you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever.
Right at the beginning of the rock and roll era. This song was put out in 1955 and became, went well up the charts. Johnny Ace was only 25 years of age. And he was killed playing Russian roulette backstage at the City Auditorium in Houston. Had worked with B.B. King's band. And with Bobby Bland, then he went solo, and then tragedy hit.
To keep love and to
and this is from a memorial album,
making you happy
none of Johnny Ray, Johnny Ace hits. And they were hit. He would have had a lot of hits, I think, had he not left us at the age of just 25.
Rest of my days, I'll never part from you.
FM and AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time. It's 10 o'clock. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, just in from Georgia. The judge presiding over a grand jury investigating former President Trump has rejected his bid to disqualify the lead prosecutor and block expected indictments. An employee at former President Trump's Florida estate is scheduled to be arraigned at court in Miami this hour in the federal classified documents case. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
This will be an initial appearance for Carlos de Oliveira, a longtime maintenance worker at Mar-a-Lago. He's facing, just like Donald Trump and Walt Nauta, roughly three dozen federal charges in the alleged mishandling of records at Mar-a-Lago.
Lori Vallow Daybell could get up to life in prison, no parole, when she's sentenced in a courtroom in Idaho today for murdering her two children and plotting to kill one of her husband's ex-wives. CBS News Boise's Angela Kerndle.
During Monday's sentencing, victim impacts statements will be heard from family members. After the sentencing, attention will shift to Arizona, where she faces charges related to the death of her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, and the attempted killing of her niece's former husband, Brandon Boudreau.
World health officials say countries, including the U.S., aren't doing enough to clear the air. CBS's Pam Falk.
It documents how guidelines on tobacco control now cover more than 5.6 billion people, but it does urge governments to accelerate smoke-free measures in public indoor areas around the world to protect people from secondhand smoke.
In Ukraine, they've begun removing the Soviet hammer and sickle emblem from a massive mother monument in Kyiv. At least five people have been killed in Russian missile strikes in President Zelensky's hometown in the south. Kyiv estimates 180,000 metric tons of grain were destroyed by Russian missiles in 9 days this month. In Pakistan, funerals have begun for dozens of people killed in a suicide bombing. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
The death toll in a massive suicide bombing in Pakistan has risen to 54 as funerals are held for many of the victims. They were at a rally for a hardline cleric and politician when the suicide bomber struck.
Americans say they're not feeling great about our military. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
This Gallup poll finds Americans are less likely to express a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in the military. The poll shows record lows in public confidence in several public institutions, but confidence in the military hasn't been this low since the late 90s.
The Dow is up 45 points, the S&P ahead 2. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Designed for curious travelers. Viking offers all-inclusive voyages on all 7 continents. With no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com.
If you need last-minute hires in no time, you need Indeed. Their integrated hiring solution lets you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been more streamlined. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credits.
Your LEX 18 storm tracker forecast. A great weather day is ahead as we finally feel nicer thanks to lower humidity. This will help it to feel cooler today, though the sun will still be strong and high temperatures will still reach the mid-80s. Tonight will turn cooler, down to the low 60s. We're completely dry today through Wednesday, but higher humidity and storm chances begin to ramp back up later in the week. I'm meteorologist Emily Goodman on WMST.
Community Trust Bank is truly building communities built on trust. With interest rates near historic lows, there may be no better time than now to think about buying or building that new home. Our friendly, professional staff is happy to assist you. We also have a wide variety of business loans to meet your needs. Stop by and see us at any one of our 79 branch offices or apply online at ctbi.com. That's ctbi.com.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Carrington Drug, 506 North Maysville, Mount Sterling, is your hometown drugstore. Stop by for fast, friendly service. Come by our convenient drive-by window or use our free delivery around Mount Sterling. We accept most insurance, so check with Carrington Drug before you decide to do mail order. You will not be sorry. Just tell your doctor to send your next prescription to Carrington Drug. We'll have it ready for you. Why wait? That's Carrington Drug, 506 North Maysville. Check out our convenient app.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smiled. But I call you Stormy today. All of a sudden, that old rain's falling down, and my world is yesterday's love was like a warm summer breeze, but like the weather, you changed. Now things are dreary, baby, and it's windy and cold, and I stand alone in the rain.
Welcome back to Mid-Mornings on Main on this Monday, the last day of July here in 2023, and it is a gorgeous morning here in the Gate City. It's not going to be quite as hot today, so that's going to be good, but it's going to be another dry day. 74 degrees right now. We expect to move into the low, might hit around 84 or so for a high today, and that's where we're headed weather-wise. But a nice day. Yeah, based on what we've been having, I think you'll enjoy being out today if you have to be on the outside compared with the number of days last week. Dennis Yost and the Classics 4 and a song called Stormy. I don't know if Ronna Weinberg would say, well, that's a pretty good song to lead into what we're going to talk about or not, but we'll find out right now. Ronna Weinberg joins us from New York City, and Ronna, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. I'm happy to be on your show, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, how about Stormy? Would that be a good? Is that a good song to kind of lead into what we're talking about?
I thought that was a great choice. It was very inspired. I think it leads right into what we're talking about.
Yeah. Ronna is she's an award-winning writer, and she has written kind of a variety of stuff, and has written for her stories appearing in a lot of magazines. Or she is a novelist. She has written this book and Artifacts and Other Stories, and I would say it's an over the top self-help book, maybe, Ronna. It's so unusual. I'm thinking, turn any of these stories into a screenplay, and you know they're gonna appear on television. Lifetime, the channel, boy, they would love to have all these stories. I think it's quite a fascinating book, and I'm excited to have you tell about it, because I don't know where to go in terms of questioning about some of this stuff. I mean, you're traveling in a little bit uncharted water for me.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that it spoke to you a little bit. You know, the stories are fiction. So even though you described it as kind of a self-help book, it's not, you know, a typical self-help book. They're short stories, and they're fiction. And the stories explore the joys and limitations of love and the coming together and breaking apart of relationships. So the stories also look at desire, love, marriage, betrayal, divorce, aging, illness, loss, and fresh starts. These are the things that dominate the characters' lives. And as you probably saw in the book, the stories portray familiar relationships between spouses, lovers, parents, and children, and friends. And many of the characters are middle-aged or older, although the youngest character is 30 and the oldest is 79. So even though the characters are a little older, my hope is that their feelings are universal so that anyone of any age could relate to them. One last thing is that one of the reasons I wrote the book is because I wanted to write stories that reflect how fluid our contemporary world is. Relationships are in flux. There's a lot of divorce. There are often painful side effects of divorce, and people are searching for love and have the ability to choose and shape the next chapter of their lives. And I wanted to try and capture that in stories.
Well, again, it's quite fascinating. I hope I can lead you to say the things that will encourage the audience to want to tackle this, I think, kind of a challenging book. I'm going to usually I would do this later in the conversation, but I'm going to read a little portion of the book right off the bat.
Okay, great.
Okay, I usually read a paragraph, and this is just one paragraph.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll set the stage, I think, a little bit.
Great.
What did he want? He wanted Edith back, and life as it had been before. He sat at the kitchen table and tried different combinations of words. Finally, he settled on this. Woman wanted for travel, no romance. Widower, age 79, seeks female, age 70 to 77, for travel and conversation. He didn't want complications. It was too late for romance, and every word presented problems. What ages should he include? What could he offer a 70-year-old woman? She would be from a different generation at a different stage of life. But he decided he could offer a woman companionship, not a small thing. I think that's a fabulous paragraph. And if you like that paragraph, folks, then you're going to love the book. It is that type of a book going in so many different directions. And I got to ask right off the bat, where did the inspiration, Rhonda, come from for this book?
First of all, thank you for reading that. You did a great job. I am inspired by a lot of things from this book. Some of it is from my imagination. Some of it is what I see in the world around me, you know, that happens to friends and acquaintances or family. And some of it is what I've experienced. I've been in a long marriage that ended, so I understand what it's like to have a relationship end. Also, sometimes I'm inspired to write something by, you know, a piece of conversation that I hear. It just sparks my imagination. And this story in particular, I was inspired to write because I have a friend whose mother died, and he told me that his father put an ad in a local paper, woman wanted for travel, no romance. And I didn't know anything about his father, nor did I learn about his father. But I said to him, you know, that's such a great title for an ad and for a story. Could I use that? And he said, sure. So I took the title and I just imagined the characters. They just came to me. It was kind of a remarkable thing. But once I started writing, I was just able to imagine these people who I didn't know and to imagine their feelings.
Okay, but that's one of 14 stories in the book.
Right, right.
Which was the first? I mean, how did the idea of putting a compilation of stories like this together, how did that all come about?
Well, I've written a lot of stories, and I decided that I wanted to put some of them together into a collection. So I looked over the stories that I had, and I tried to choose ones that fit together, that sort of thematically fit together, you know, that fit together with this theme of love, the joys and limitations about relationships coming together and breaking apart. I had to figure out an order for the stories and, you know, make sure that the stories weren't repetitive. But what I liked about the stories that I chose is that many of the protagonists actually were women, and it dealt with people as they age, and it looked at how people live and love and experience many things as they age. And then, so I was working on the book, and then the pandemic came, and I happened in March of 2020 to listen to something on Zoom, which was a lecture by a woman who runs a resiliency center. And she said that the pandemic could last 1 or 2 years. And, of course, at that point in March, you know, that just seemed like phenomenal. I mean, how could it be that we would be restricted for all that time? So I decided at that moment that if the woman's prediction was correct, I really wanted to make productive use of my time if I was going to be, you know, in my apartment. And so I decided to finish the book at that point, which is what I did. I just focused on it, and I worked on it and put the stories together. And then I sent it to a publisher who had published my earlier book of short stories to see if he was interested.
Short stories are a challenge to me. I feel like we went through a period of time where short stories kind of went away. But then I think, no, they went away for me. They didn't go away for the general populace. I just wasn't reading short stories. I wanted to read something that was 350 pages. I wanted to delve deeper into anything. I was not looking for short stories. But I've come to realize that one of the best things can be collections of short stories put into a book. When you do that, rather than try to read a short story that appears in a magazine, perhaps for me, then, you know, I like it better. I like those short stories better. I like to read because I want to connect with the author. And when I connect a little bit with the author of the short stories, they become more than just a short story. It's like this book, in its own way it's a novel of a whole bunch of different people. It's like I'm living in an apartment building in a big city, and I come across all these different people who have all these different stories to tell, and you tell them, but there's a collectedness for me that makes this. Makes these short stories more palatable to me. I don't know where I'm going. That's really not a question, but does that kind of thinking make any sense, or am I just way off the wall?
No, it makes a lot of sense. I think that's really a great insight and reaction to the book, because in a sense, each story doesn't quite stand alone. I mean, the characters don't repeat themselves. But one of my hopes with the book is that, especially in the order I created, that I wanted to create a progression so that in the first part of the book, the characters are dealing with things that they may not be happy to deal with, and it always isn't the best situation for them. But in the second part of the book, I wanted growth of the characters so that whatever their situation and whatever they're facing in the story and in their lives, that the characters come to some acceptance and peace about it so that there's growth. So again, so in the first part, if someone's experiencing loss, you know, the character might be really involved in that loss and it may prevent the character from moving on in life. But in the second part, I'm hoping that if a character is dealing with his or her particular kind of loss, that character is really able to move on, accept and enjoy what life offers. So I think that's, you know, I think what you said is correct.
I wish we had time to talk about every one of these. The one that really kind of grabbed my attention that I think I would like to have you talk about a little bit, because a lot of people will, I think, relate to it, is this short story titled Dislocation. And again, these are... Folks, these are just written. They're chapters in the book. They have titles. They are different. But it's like I say. I feel like I'm living in a big high rise apartment building, and these are 14 of my neighbors. They just all have a different story to tell, sort of. And the dislocation. Boy, this happens to so many people, doesn't it? This is not just a very, very limited story for people. The dislocation story happens to a lot of folks, and it becomes to the point where the protagonist is the antagonist, and the antagonist is a protagonist for me a little bit. It's like, you know, who's really to blame? The person who's dealing with a health issue, in my mind, actually becomes the person to blame more than the person who's trying to take care of that person. And that seems a little bit harsh, but that's where I go. How do you feel about dislocation?
I think you're right about that. I really like story Dislocation, and I think you're right. It reflects what a lot of people have experienced. The story is about a married couple and their three children who move from Boston to Nashville, Tennessee. And the story takes place in Nashville, and the husband, Mark, has a health issue. As you said, he hurt his back. And his wife, Laurel, tries to take care of him in addition to settle their three children, who range in age from like 9 to 14. And everyone is adjusting to this move and adjusting to live in a different part of the country in the South as compared to the East. So that there's a lot of dislocation going on in everyone's life there. I mean, the health is a dislocation. The move is a dislocation. And Laurel begins to see fissures and problems in the marriage that she probably knew were happening before, but because of the circumstances of the move, she really sees them. And so the marriage is a little frayed. I mean, it is frayed in the book, even though the husband has a new job, he's making a really great income, the kids are settling in schools, And so what happens in the story is she decides that, in a sense, the marriage for her is old, over. Maybe at another point in time, you know, she would leave the marriage, not now, because they have children and she's committed to the life that they've created, but maybe at another time. So she's really reassessing things. The dislocation, the move, has caused her to look at all the dislocations in her life. And also, just what you mentioned, people go through this in many ways. It doesn't have to be a physical move. It could just be that, you know, psychologically they change, or all of a sudden they see things with fresh eyes. And the other thing about this story is that it takes place in Nashville, which is the South. And so, Laurel is adjusting to what it's like to live in the South. I think she ends up really liking it, but at the beginning, it's definitely an adjustment.
Our guest this morning is Ronna Weinberg. She joins us from New York, but you said Boston to Nashville. You've gone Nashville to New York City.
That's right. That's right. I did.
What was that move like for you?
Well, you know, I grew up in Chicago, outside of Chicago, so I was used to a larger city, but nothing like New York. But it was actually kind of shocking in a way, because we moved from Denver to Nashville, and I came to really love Nashville. And it's Southern, not the Deep South, but it's a wonderful place to live. And New York was just huge, and everything was so anonymous, and even the way people dressed was so different. So in a sense, I felt I had been on a farm. It was like culture shock. So I had to adjust to that. I moved with my husband at the time, and his family lived here. So we did have family here. But it was just, a completely different way of life. It really took a little bit to, adjust to it. I had so gotten used to and liked the life in Nashville, which is, it's a little slower. And in the book, in the story of Dislocation, Laurel, the character, says at the time they moved, she felt that Nashville was, still stuck in the 1950s. It's probably not the case right now because Nashville has grown, but in a sense, there is something from another time, I think, about Nashville and smaller towns that you don't see in New York.
You're Jewish?
Yes, I am.
And do you get comments, does your Jewishness show through in this book? Is there a, if I didn't know that you were Jewish, might I suspect that you're Jewish from reading this book?
You might. I mean, some of the characters are Jewish, and there's some references to Judaism, not a lot. You might wonder. I was hoping that the book wasn't really connected to one religion strongly one way or the other, but there are references to it.
Yeah.
There's a reference to a Jewish holiday, and I think there's a reference to a prayer in it. What did you think when you read the book?
Well, I already knew. And, uh-huh. And I thought, if I didn't know, even the fact that you made reference to Judaism in a couple of, or that a couple of people were Jewish, I don't think I would have thought about that. I don't know that it made any difference. It doesn't to me. Even knowing it didn't make any difference. I just wondered what you thought about it. I wonder if you thought that because of the subject matter that you're dealing with in so much of this, if your religious beliefs would actually entered into the book much.
They didn't enter in that much except for the times that I referenced some passages, which I sort of used metaphorically. But I didn't see the characters in the book as particularly religious or observant. Some of them, in fact, in the story, woman wanted for travel, no romance. they discussed how they're not religious, and I think one of them, you know, may even say that, you know, she doesn't believe. So, you know, my goal wasn't to make it a book of people who were observant or religious, but I felt that the references somehow fit the stories and the characters.
Yeah, the names that you use.
Uh-huh.
Doreen and Willow.
Yeah.
How did you come up with those names? Did the names to you bring about any significance in any of the chapters?
Well, you know, the names are really important when I write, and then I'll get back to Doreen and Willow, because if I have a name of a character that somehow speaks to me, then I can write about the character. But if the name is wrong or for some reason doesn't work, it's really hard for me to write about that character. It's just like a really odd thing. I almost can't visualize the character, you know, unless I have the correct name. And then with the names of Doreen and Willow, I don't know, I just liked the name Doreen. It was a little bit old-fashioned. So I chose it for that reason. And then the name Willow, I just wanted a name that was, she's kind of an alternative culture person. So I wanted a name that was a little bit, you know, alternative, and she's kind of a flowy, floating character, and I wanted something that would reflect that. So that's why I chose the name Willow.
Mm. The personal part of this book from you, I think, is just a real constant theme in so many of the stories, the unbelief almost that you're in a situation where you're single at this point in life. It's like, how in the world did I get here? Did this happen? I never expected it. And that's a very important part of the book, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. It really reflects, you know, a change in the character's lives that the character didn't plan for or choose. Like, what happens when the unexpected happens in your life? I mean, that's what some of the characters are dealing with. There's sort of a sense of, as you say, you know, unbelief, disbelief, shock, you know, when you recognize that something's happening that you never anticipated would happen. You know, and when it's a relationship that you